Hello and welcome to another edition of In House. I'm your host, Jeremy Peterson, kicking off another week today with a whole lot of new music to get to, and something of an odd show as far as the mix as well. We get to the new release from Pearl Jam, a self-titled release. Their eighth album is out tomorrow, and it's been 4 years since their last release, although for a lot of people, it may have been as much as 10 years since their last release. Going all the way back to mid-90s. It's sort of fallen off the map creatively. They're finally out of the realm of Sony Records and are out doing things on a semi-independent label. We hear new music from Pearl Jam, which many people are calling their best album in many, many years today on the show. We'll team that up with something that you might not think we could team it up with, but he's back in his rock mode. Neil Young has a new album out soon called Living With War. It is what it sounds like. It's a protest rock and roll album from Neil Young. We'll hear one from that one as well. Also something brand new from Sonic Youth from their upcoming release. It's out in June, called Rather Ripped. We'll hear from that as well, as well as new Built to Spill and more. It's all coming up. Stay tuned. And speaking of the 90s and Neil Young and Pearl Jam, you might remember, you know, those guys touring together and performing together many times in that decade. And the new albums from both of those acts, similarly themed, some politics in the Pearl Jam one too, of course. We'll get to that music in just a bit. As well as new stuff from The Walkmen, the New York City band, also back soon with a new release. Started off with music from the Arcade Fire out of Montreal. The Arcade Fire from their debut album, Funeral, it's Haiti.
I'm
Back in house now today, brand new music from Pearl Jam. The band's eighth album is self-titled. It's out tomorrow. Their first release in 4 years, sounding revitalized, finally out from under the thumb of Sony Records, and maybe that's what it took. But the band definitely sounding great on the new one. We'll get to that music from Pearl Jam, as well as new Neil Young. We'll team it up with that stuff from Pearl Jam. His new one is Living With War. Of course, his second release in just 7 months. That's a brand new protest album he has on the way. Also get to new music from Sonic Youth and some oldies along the way as well, including music from Husker Du to get to. Start this first set off with music from Gang of Four. Speaking of oldies, these guys reunited last year and recorded Return the Gift, which featured re-recordings of some of their classic tunes, including this one from Gang of Four, it's Damaged Goods.
Back to ask her name. I can't explain the effect it's had, but there's a part that I must admit, I was leaning in for a kiss. Maybe she fell into another dimension.
From a recent release from the Crystal Skulls out of Seattle, The Cosmic Door, from Outgoing Behavior, recently out. That band just played a couple shows in the area this weekend, hitting Salt Lake last night and Boise on Saturday night. Crystal Skulls and Gang of Four starting off the set from Return the Gift, their big comeback last year that featured mostly re-recordings of classic Gang of Four tunes and the new version there of Damaged Goods. Well, a new album on the way from Sonic Youth, speaking of bands that are a bit long in the tooth. However, these guys have consistently put out solid releases over the last few years, if a bit overlooked releases over the last few years. The upcoming release is called Rather Ripped. It's due out in June from Sonic Youth. Sounds a bit like this. It's just called Incinerate. It's O from Sleater-Kinney, going back a few years to their One Beat release. And Sonic Youth, brand new stuff from the band. Yet another album on the way from them called Rather Ripped, Incinerate the Tune. And again, that one's due out in mid-June from Sonic Youth. You're in house, of course. You can find more of us online, inhouseradio.blogspot.com. Expands the radio experience. You'll find a podcasting of past episodes there, as well as free MP3 downloads, playlists, and more. It's inhouseradio.blogspot.com. A new album out tomorrow from Pearl Jam, also from the Northwest, like Sleater-Kinney. We get to music from that when we come back in-house. Back in house now. You might remember a band from Seattle associated with the 90s called Pearl Jam. 8 albums later, the new one comes out tomorrow. It's self-titled. Somehow there's been 8 releases since 1991, although in large part not necessarily on the map so much since about the mid-90s, although it's been said that it had a lot to do with their relationship with Sony Records, and which was so bad, in fact, that people have even suggested that maybe Pearl Jam was kind of sandbagging it just to fulfill their contract. Well, maybe the case, because the new one finds them older, wiser, a few more wrinkles, but definitely sounding revitalized and in places rocking as hard as ever. Of course, a recent performance as well on Saturday Night Live showed them in pretty fine form. So we get to music from Pearl Jam from the self-titled release. It's out tomorrow. We'll start with something a bit on the mellow side. This is called Parachutes.
I got all the friends I need.
two there from Pearl Jam, the self-titled release. Their eighth album overall is out tomorrow. Worldwide Suicide, the first single from the album, and one of many that's offer some political material to chew on the new release. Right before we heard the tune Parachutes from Pearl Jam, will also be touring in support of this new release, which is actually their first album in 4 years. Here's one more now, this one called Unemployable.
So then
couple of brand new things right there. That's brand new stuff from Neil Young, who is back to the rock and roll side of things. Shock and Awe, one of the tunes from Living with War. The new album is due out next week, and it is what it sounds like. It's an album of protest songs from Neil Young, of course, his second new release in just 7 months. And good stuff from him there. We teamed that up with the last of three from Pearl Jam. Unemployable comes from their new self-titled release. That's due out tomorrow. And if you're in the right age group to remember what a big deal, what a blast of unexpected music the 10 was going back to 1991, you can understand why Pearl Jam is important and why their revitalization is a big deal as well. You're in-house, and of course, the best way to reach us is through the email. It's inhouseradio@gmail.com. You can reach us there with your questions, comments, requests, criticisms, anything like that, inhouseradio@gmail.com. Stick with us, more music to come. Wagner with music from the San Diego-based Blackheart Procession from their upcoming release entitled The Spell. This is GPS.
Fears are fed. All disturb my natural emotion. You make me feel like dirt and I'm hurt. Oh, and if I start a commotion, I learn the risk of losing you, and that's worse.
Ever falling in love with someone, ever falling in love with someone, ever falling
in love with someone you shouldn't have fallen in love with.
I can't see much of a future unless we find out once again. What a shame. Longer, unless we realize that we are the same. Ever falling in love with someone, ever falling in love with someone, ever falling in love. You make me feel like dirt and I'm hurt. And if I start a commotion, I'll only end up losing you, and that's worse. Ever falling in love with someone, ever falling in love, in love with someone, ever falling in love with someone you shouldn't have fallen in love with. Ever falling in love with someone, ever falling in love with someone, ever falling in love.
Ever Fallen in Love, that's an old Buzzcocks tune. It's done there by Angie Heaton and Bob Kimball. Right before, a classic from Husker Du, going back to Candy Apple Gray, the tune Don't Want to Know If You Are. And we started the set off with new music from the Black Heart Procession, hailing from San Diego. And GPS is the tune coming from The Spell. That one due out May 16th from that band. Speaking of new stuff, these are The Walkmen from New York City. 100 Miles Off is the new release, out soon from them. This is called Louisiana.
Take the highway, I see you in between.
That's brand new music from Built to Spill, closing things out today. Traces comes from their latest release, You in Reverse, recently out, of course. And new music from The Walkmen right before, Louisiana, a brand new tune from 100 Miles Off, that album out soon, from The Walkmen, who hailed from New York City. That's going to do it for another edition of In House. Of course, underwriting support for the show comes from Port Nefali Brewing, bringing a new cultural experience to Pocatello's historic warehouse district. You'll find them at 615 South First Avenue here in Pocatello. The show's an independent production produced at the studios of KISU. My name is Jeremy Peterson. Join me same time, same house tomorrow. Stay tuned next for The World.